up and walked across the room and said, "I'm walking." Tom looked very pleased, and so the doctor. He says, "Well, I don't think you're going to need me around here very much longer." He says, "Keep on the medicine," and he says, "There's no reason why he shouldn't be up and around." Mrs. Miller, who had been in the doorway, looked over. "Does that mean that he can get out of bed and come down and have breakfast and dinner and supper with us?" She says, "I don't see why not." She says, "Well, it'll be like old times again." So the doctor came down with Mrs. Miller and Nancy, and all of them were waiting. Of course, Skeeter, he said, "Well, Tom," he said, "could I see him?" "Well, doctor, what do you think? You think Skeeter might do him any good?" "Oh," he said, "I think that would be great." He says, "He can have company now." So Skeeter said, "Okay." Tom stopped him halfway up. "Remember?" He said, I know. So Skeeter peeked his head around the corner. "Yoo-hoo! Guess who's here?" Jackie was back in bed. He says, "I don't have to look. I know." He says, "I know it's you, Skeeter." Skeeter walks. He says, "Jackie, how did you know?" He says, "Every time I hear you, who is you, I know who it is." He said, "Why don't you ever say it right once in a while?" He said, "Well, then you wouldn't know who it is." He said, "I'd know who it is." He said, "Anytime you come around, I'd know who it is." "How you feel, Jackie?" "Oh, fine." He said, "A little stiff." The doctor said, "I could get up if I wanted to." He said, "Then why don't you get up?" He said, "All right." He sat on the edge of the bed. He said, "There, I'm up." He said, "Gee, Jackie, I'm sure glad that you're up." He said, "It's been so lonesome without you." He said, "Yeah, I've been kind of lonesome in that bed, too. And I've been there for several days, I guess." He said, "How's the dam getting along, Skeeter?" "Oh, just fine, Jackie." He said, "I was up there the other day, and the men were working on it." He said, "It'll be finished in no time." He says, "I'm sure glad." He says, "It'd have been too bad if the whole dam would have gone out." He said, "We wouldn't have water for our cattle. Neither would your ranch is downstream, too." Skeeter looked at Jackie. He said, "Jackie," he said, "I never saw anyone more brave than you were going out there like that." And he said, and Rainbow standing there like that, she could have ran off. And he said, "Jackie, I can't tell you how." He said, "Jackie," he said, "you're my best friend." Jackie says, "Well, you said, Skeeter, what, where's Rainbow?" "Well, she's around." "Yeah, I'm sure glad she's all right, too." He said, "I have to give Rainbow credit." He said, "She could have ran off and just pulled me to shreds on the side of that dam. I'm going to do something nice for her. I'm going to ask Tom if I can go into town and get some sugar cubes, and I'm going to get some special oats and everything that horses like." He said, that's a good idea, Jackie." He says, "I was thinking we could get some jelly beans, too." "Well, I don't think she'd like jelly beans." He said, "I guess I'll, is she out in the corral, Skeeter?" "No, Jackie, no. She's not out there, Jackie. I thought I'd get up and go out and see her." He said, "No, Jackie, you better just stay in bed, I think. I think I better go now, Jackie. Skeeter, come here." He says, "You're acting awfully strange. Now, what's wrong?" He said, "You said that Rainbow isn't in the corral. Then where is she?" "Well, she's up on the hill by the dam." "Oh, good." He says, "They turned her loose to graze, is that it?" "I suppose you could say she's turned loose, yes, Jackie. I guess you could say that." "Skeeter, what's wrong?" He said, what are you crying about?" "I can't help it, Jackie." "You can't help what?" "It wasn't my fault that Tom shot Rainbow."
Oh.
"What did you say?" Forget what I said, Jackie. I didn't mean it. What did you say? Nothing. You did do. Jackie said Tom couldn't help it. He had to. She had a broken leg and Tom had to shoot her. Tom shot Rainbow? He had to, Jackie, he had to. Tom shot my Rainbow? Yes. Mrs. Miller heard. Skeeter, what's going on? He said nothing. He said, I just opened my mouth and the wrong words came out. She rushed out and says, Tom, you better get in here. He says, Skeeter was up there. I think he told him what happened. Skeeter was coming down the steps. Tom grabbed him. He said, did you tell him?
I didn't mean to, Tom. He kept asking and he said, I can't. I'm sorry.
You're sorry. That's going to do a lot of good. Tom walked into the room. He says, Jackie had his head in the pillow and wiped his eyes on the pillow. He turned around and looked at Tom. Did you shoot Rainbow, Tom? Well, Jackie, she asked. Tom, I'm asking you, did you shoot Rainbow? He said, yes. He stood up on his feet and held onto the bed. Tom, you get out of here. You get off my place. He said, I don't want to see you again. Get out. Get out. Mrs. Miller and all of them rushed to the door. All right, Jackie. He started to leave. Mr. Miller, who had heard the commotion, he says, Tom, you're not going to leave. Oh, I think so. He says, I sort of planned it anyway. He said, he doesn't know what he's saying. He doesn't understand. He said, I think he does. Tom went over to the rack and got his guns. Went upstairs and got his bedroll. Went over to Mrs. Miller and shook hands. He says, well, I hope you get the next wagon train or whenever you want to leave. Mr. Miller, it's been nice working with you, Nancy, and Skeeter.
Tom, I'm so sorry. I don't want you to go. It's my fault. It's my fault.
He said, no, it isn't really, Skeeter. It's just one of those things. Tom got on his horse. He said goodbye to a few of the people out at the corral, and they all couldn't understand. Tom, what are you leaving for? He said, well, when the boss orders you off the place, he says, what else can you do? Tom, he said, you mean Jackie told you to leave? Yes, it's all right, though. He says, goodbye, good luck. Jackie had ambled over to the window and looked out, and he saw Tom get on his horse. Tom didn't even look up to the window, and he saw him go down the driveway and disappear. Jackie went back into bed and threw his face in the pillow and began to cry. Mrs. Miller looked at her husband. Well, I think maybe we should probably get the next wagon train out of here. Have you found out any information? Well, yes, I have. He said, there is a train coming through next week. Suppose I thought that maybe we'd stay until the next one because I didn't think we could get ready, but I think we can get ready now. Skeeter said, are you going to leave too? He said, we've been planning on it. Finally, Skeeter looked at Nancy. Are you going to leave too? Well, I have to go with my mother and father. He says, Mother, do we have to leave? She says, well, I think maybe it's the best thing. Skeeter says, well, I've got one more thing to say before I go. He started to run up the steps. Mrs. Miller said, Skeeter. He said, just a minute, I'll be right down. He rushed into the middle of the room. Jackie! Jackie turned around, says, what do you want? He said, I'm going to tell you something. He said, I don't want to hear it. He said, well, you better stuff your ears then, because you're going to hear it. Jackie, he said, I said you were my best friend, and you might be, But anyone, he said, you're a dumb, stupid boy. He said, and you're mean. And he said, you sent Tom away. He said, your best friend. He said, the Millers are leaving and I'm going to leave. And he said, unless you change your ways, I'm never coming back. I'm never, never coming back until tomorrow. So Skeeter stomped out of the room after he told Jackie he's never coming back until tomorrow. He tromped down the steps, slammed the door, got on Pickles, and went down the driveway with Grandpa following. Nancy just stood there and shook her head. She said, oh, Mother, she said, I didn't know anything like this would happen. She said, what's wrong with Jackie? He said, well, it kind of disturbed him that Tom had to shoot the horse. And I can see that he would be, but it wasn't the time for him to be told. That Skeeter, he doesn't know when to keep quiet. She says, yes, that Skeeter, she says, I'd like to fill his mouth with cotton. Well, I'm afraid that wouldn't stop him. When he's going to say something, he's going to say it. Well, I guess he won't be back for a while. So that, the rest of the day, it was a sad day. Most of the cowhands heard about it. They knew that Tom left. They knew the Millers were planning to leave. And everybody just walked around very sadly, not saying much of anything. In fact, some of the cowhands were planning to leave also. The next morning, bright and early, Mrs. Miller took Jackie's breakfast up on a tray. Jackie was awake. Jackie, are you awake? She says, yes, I'm awake. I brought your tray up. You didn't have to do that. I can come down. I feel pretty good. She says, well, I'm glad you feel pretty good. He looked over at Mrs. Miller. Mrs. Miller, did Tom really leave? Well, isn't that what you wanted? Yes. Well, he left. He's gone. And we'll be leaving shortly also, Jackie. Now, is there anything else that you'd like that I could bring you? No? I guess not. Thank you. She left the room. As she was coming down the steps, she saw somebody at the screen door, nose smashed against it. Yoo-hoo! Where is you? Anybody in there? Said, if you are, come on out. Says, I see you, Skeeter. Come on in. Said, hi, Mrs. Miller. Said, how's Jackie this morning? Still grouchy? Said, you might say that. He said, could I go up and see him? Said, why not? Says, all the damage is done. Said, well, I didn't mean to tell him. He says, I imagine that's true, Skeeter. Yes, go on up and see him. Because it won't hurt anything now. Skeeter went up. He said, good morning, Jackie. Jackie looked up. Hi. Thought you weren't coming back. He said, well, I said until tomorrow. He said, how is you, Jackie? Oh, pretty good, I guess. He said, Skeeter, did Tom really leave? He said, of course you send him away. Tom had gone into town that evening. He went into the general store to get some supplies. And as he got on his horse, he noticed that the front horseshoe was loose. He went down the livery stable and asked the man if he could fix it. And the man said, well, I can't do anything now. It's too late. He said, I'm going to close up in an hour or so, and I've got two horses to do. He says, leave it here. I'll get it the first thing in the morning. He said, well, I was kind of planning on leaving tonight. He says, now, come on, Tom. He says, you're not going to leave in the night. He says, you've got plenty of time. He said, and I'm sorry you're leaving. I heard all about what you did with those rustlers. And he said, that Jeff Davis. Oh, he said, it was nothing at all. He says, let me fix it up in the morning for you. So Tom had no choice. He left the horse and stayed in town that night. And of course, now it was morning. He went down the livery stable. But before he got there, several of the citizens' committee came down to see how the shoe was getting on the horse. And they told him, he says, see if you can stall Tom. He says, we want to talk to him. He says, we need a sheriff. And he says, he's the only one that would make a good sheriff. He said, well, I'll do my best. He said, I tried to stall him before. And he said, he doesn't stall too easily. He said, I think he's coming now. Tom walked in. The others went out the back door. He says, is my horse ready? Well, not yet, Tom. He says, I've got a little more cutting to do and trimming. He says, give me another hour. says, you're awfully slow about doing this for some reason. He said, well, I'm just busy. Why don't you go have breakfast? He says, maybe I'll be finished by then. He says, all right. He went back into town. A couple of the men saw him and finally went up to him. He says, Tom, he says, we heard about what happened and everything, and as members of the Citizens Committee, we need a new sheriff, and we want you to be the sheriff. No, I can't do that. You see, I'm leaving. He said, but we need you, Tom. He says, no, I've made up my mind. I'm leaving. He said, I would take the job, but under the circumstances, I'm going to leave about an hour. He said, thanks anyway. And Tom just would not listen to him, and he walked away. Back at the ranch, Jackie and Skeeter were still talking, and finally Jackie says, you think I did wrong, don't you, Skeeter? He said, wrong? He said, you were terrible to send your best friend away like that. What are you going to do without him? He says, I don't know. I don't know what made me say it. I don't know. He said, I must have been stupid, I guess, like you told me. He said, well, you could say that again. He said, but Jackie, he said, I know what we could do. He says, what? He said, well, you get dressed, and I'll get the buckboard, and we could go into town. Maybe we could find him. He said, no, he's gone. He said, well, you don't know. Mr. Miller, who was just coming up the steps, heard what was going on. He said, what's all this about? Skeeter was talking. He said, we could go get Tom, he said, if he's still in town. And Jackie shook his head. No, he's gone. He left yesterday. He's probably gone miles and miles from here. Well, I wouldn't be so sure, Jackie, replied Mr. Miller. One of the boys came in from town this morning, said they saw him having breakfast. Jackie perked up. He said, you mean he might still be in town? He said, there's a chance. He said, do you mind if Skeeter and I, he says, get the buckboard and drive into town? He said, I'll get one of the men to get the rig ready. So he went down the stairs and called one of the men. They got the rig ready, and in a few minutes, Jackie and Skeeter were coming down the steps. Nancy says, Jackie, get back to bed. Oh, I feel fine. He said, I'm sorry about what happened. He said, I'm going to go in and see if I can find Tom. The two boys jumped on the rig and Skeeter was driving, headed down the driveway quite rapidly. Skeeter looked at Jackie, said, hold on, Jackie, we're going to fly. He says, well, not too fast. He says, Skeeter, what am I going to say to Tom when I see him? He said, well, what do you mean, what are you going to say? You're going to go up to him? He said, Tom, I'm a stupid boy, and I didn't know what I was saying, and I apologize, and I want you to come back. It's awful hard to do. He said, no, it isn't. You just go up to him if we can find him. Finally, they pulled in to the livery stable, and a cloud of dust stopped, and Skeeter jumped down, rushed in. He said, is Tom here? He says, no, I held him here as long as I could. He's gone. Where'd he go? Well, I don't know. I didn't ask him. He said, but I tried to keep him here as long as I could. And he packed his bag and everything and left. Skeeter went back to the wagon very slowly. Jackie knew. He's gone, isn't he? He said, yeah, he's gone, Jackie. He said, he's gone. We'll probably never see him again. He said, that's too bad, too, Jackie. He said, he was the best friend I ever had. I don't know about you. Well, he's my best friend, too. He said, I wish somebody would just take me and just kick me all the way down the street. Well, get down here, Jackie. I'll do it. Well, not really. He says, well, we might as well get back to the ranch. Jackie sniffed a few times, and they started to go down the main street. Some of the people saw Jackie, but they didn't yell at him as usual. Says, hi, Jackie. They kind of turned and kept on walking. Jackie didn't look up either. Finally, as they were passing the general store, Skeeter, whoa there. And he brought the rig to a stop. He said, Jackie, look. He said, what for? He said, look. Jackie, look. He said, that's Tom's horse. So that's what I thought. I said, it must be just like him. He said, he's probably in the store. Maybe he forgot something. Skeeter jumped down and tied the horse to the whiffle tree. He said, come on, Jackie, come on. They got down. Skeeter looked in through the window, and sure enough, there at the counter with his back towards him was Tom. He says, I'm going to need a little more than I expected. He says, a couple more pounds of that bacon. He says, Tom, he says, I'm on the citizens committee. Would it do any good to ask you to stay one more time? No, I'm afraid not. He said, well, we sure hate to see you leave. He said, well, I sort of planned this anyway. It's all right. He said, you shouldn't listen to the kid. He didn't know what he was saying. Well, I've made up my mind. Finally, he saw Skeeter looking in, and he motioned to Skeeter to come on in, and he pointed at Tom, and Tom looked up. He said, what are you doing? I just brushing my eyebrows. I thought a fly, I guess. Oh. And finally, when Tom was looking down at some stuff, he'd motioned to Skeeter to come on in again. Tom looked up. He said, must have a lot of flies in here. Yes. Skeeter said, come on, Jackie, he wants us to come in. Skeeter opened the door and pushed Jackie in. A little tingly bell rang. The man looked over Tom's shoulder. He says, oh, hello there. Good morning. Tom recognized the voice. He says, good morning, Skeeter. He said, good morning, Tom. And all of a sudden, Tom turned around and saw Jackie standing in the doorway. You could hear a pin drop. Skeeter gave Jackie a push. He said, go on. Good morning, Tom. Good morning, Jackie. Skeeter pushed him. God dang it. He said, oh, I'll kick you all the way down the street. Tom, I'm sorry for what I said. I didn't mean it. I didn't mean it at all. He says that I want you to come back. And he says, I'm awfully sorry what I said. It isn't true. He said, I know you had to shoot my horse. Tom said, well, thank you, Jackie, but I was planning to leave anyway. You're going to leave? I'm afraid so, Jackie. Jackie asked him to stay, and Tom said, I'm afraid I'm going to leave. I've planned on it. Skeeter looked up. He said, Tom, you can't leave. You can't. I appreciated, Jackie, that you apologized, and I'm not angry with you. It's just that since things worked out like this, maybe it's better for both of us. Jackie looked up. He says, Tom, I don't know what I'm going to do at the ranch. He said, the Millers are leaving, and you're leaving, and I'm going to be left all alone, and that's not fair. Oh, you'll make out all right. You've got some good people there working for you. He says, you get Bill. He's a good one. He'll make a good foreman for you. Tom picked up what he had bought and started towards the door. And just as he got to the door, there was a group of about 12 men stopped in front of the store and opened the door and came in, pushed Tom back. He says, Tom, we're going to ask you one more time. Tom smiled. He says, well, I told you once. So there's 12 of us now, and we've all decided that there's only one thing we can do, and that's to get you to be sheriff. Skeeter looked up, his eyes sparkling. He said, hey, Tom, I could be the assistant sheriff to you. Tom looked down. That's what I'm afraid of. Jack said, I could be a deputy. Well, I don't know. He says, Tom, we're asking you, we're begging you to take the job. He says, would you consider it at all? He said, it's good wages. We'll even raise your wages. He says, you've just got to, Tom. He says, we have no one here but you. He looked down at Jackie and Skeeter, and they were both pleading with their eyes. He could tell. Well, Tom, He said, you're going to have a hard time getting out of this town. He said, there's 12 of us. We may have to hog tie you. I said, well, you'd make a very convincing story. He said, then you'll take it? Well, he looked at Jackie one more time. Jackie shook his head, yes. He says, all right, I'll take it. Skeeter and Jackie, yippee, yippee! And the men looked at Jackie and Skeeter yelling and screaming, and they all looked at each other, yippee, yippee, yippee! And finally one of them says, three cheers for Tom. And they were giving three cheers for Tom. And he says, come on, we'll escort you over to the sheriff's office, he says, and swear you in. So they all followed Tom and Jackie and Skeeter over to the sheriff's office. And the mayor of the town swore Tom in as sheriff and pinned the badge on him. He says, now, you are in charge, Tom. He says, and we appreciate it. Skeeter looked around, he said, don't I get a badge or something? Tom says, no. Jackie looked around and as if to say, don't I get one, but he knew that he wasn't old enough for it either. So finally the men left and Tom looked around. He says, well, said, I didn't expect this. I thought I'd be on my way heading west. He says, all right, boys. He says, you want to help? He says, yeah. He said, send me out on a case, Tom, after some robbers or something like that. He said, I'll go after them and I'll bring them in here and I'll... He says, when I see me, I'll look him square in the eye and I'll... And you'll what? Yeah, I'll probably run. That's what I thought. He says, get a hold of a broom. This place needs to be cleaned up. Who, me? He says, no, your twin brother standing in back of you. Skeeter looked around. And said, I don't see any twin brother. He says, I mean you. Here, start sweeping. Jackie got another broom and they began to clean up the place and fixed up the desk, moved it over to another place, and finally they had the place looking pretty good. Jackie and Skeeter left and asked Tom if he wanted anything else. He says, no, I'll be out at the ranch later on. He says, you might tell the Millers I'm coming back. He says, will I tell them, Tom? Will I tell them? He says, will they be surprised? As the boys went down the boardwalk, they looked in the store window. Skeeter grabbed Jackie by the arm. He said, Jackie, look. He said, look at those guns. He said, yeah, those are nice. He said, wait a minute. He said, Jackie, I want to talk to you. He said, you have guns. Yes, I know that. He said, Tom has guns. I know that. He said, but I don't. I know that. He said, you don't understand, Jackie. He said, if you're going to have guns and Tom's going to have guns and I'm going to be an under sheriff, he said, I have to have guns. He said, Tom wouldn't buy you any guns. He said, you're too young. He says, you can't have real guns. He said, Jackie, those aren't real guns. Jackie looked. He said, you mean? He said, yeah, I've been looking at those for a long time, Jackie. They look just real, but they're not. He said, could we go and look at them? Oh, I suppose so. Skeeter walked up to the counter. Hey, mister, he said, I'd like a pair of guns. He looked down at him. He says, what are you going to do with them? He said, well, he said, not real ones, those play ones. He said, could I look at them? Oh, he went over to the window and he said, these? Jackie, he says, boy, they do look real. He says, you could fool me with them. He said, I could fool a lot of crooks with them. He says, how much are they? He says, $4.98. He said, wow. He said, that's like $1,000,000. He said, I don't have that kind of money. He said, well, I'll try to save up some stuff and come back later. Come on, Jackie. He said, Jackie, I'd sure like to have those guns. Tom was coming out of his office. He said, Tom, come here. He said, I thought you boys left. He said, look at those guns in the window. He said, they're play guns, Tom. He said, could I have them? He said, well, if you got the money.
I don't have any money. I'm a poor little beggar boy. He said, I don't have anything.
He looked up at Tom with his big blue eyes. He said, but Tom, you is my dearest, dearest, dearest friend. And when you ask my dearest friend to buy me a pair of guns, what does he say? No. How dare you talk to me like that, Mr. Tom? He said, I'm going to do worse than that. He said, Tom, please, I was just joking. He said, you got guns, Jackie's got guns, everybody's got guns, but poor little old me. And he said, if I'm going to be an assistant to the sheriff, I have to have guns. Well, how much did you say they were? He said, $4 and something, I don't know. All right, Skeeter. You mean it, Tom? He said, I mean it. He says, here, I've got to get something down at the stables. He says, I'll be back in a bit. He said, Jackie, go with him. I guess we'll never hear the last of it unless he gets his guns. So he went in, bought the two guns and the belt and the whole thing, put it on, paid the man, and now Skeeter walked out. He wore an old beat-up cowboy hat. He pushed it back, looked around. You see any crooks, Jackie?